Welcome to the Mindfulness Habit, the podcast where we talk business growth and personal growth. I'm your host, Kirsty O'Brien, and I help you cultivate the habits that grow you into the entrepreneur you want to be. So if you're ready to stop being a slave to the grind and create a business you love leading and a life you love living, let's dive in. Welcome to episode 71 of the Mindfulness Habit. And in this episode, I'm sharing four really simple strategies that you can use to build some healthy boundaries as an entrepreneur. Because the way you are using, creating, and maintaining your energy each day really determines your level of success and well-being. And boundaries are the key to creating a business you love leading and a life you love living. Because in the daily running of your business, it can be really easy to say yes to everything, take a lot on, give. And you end up in a situation where you've really outputted lots of time and energy and you're not getting a lot back. You might be nodding your head here because this really resonates deeply. And when you're giving your energy and it's not being reciprocated or restored, so, you know, when it's not that equal energy exchange, when we're not putting our energy in a place where it is being reciprocated, or we're not taking the time to restore it after we're expending it, that's when we end up burning out. And that's when we end up feeling anxious, exhausted, irritable, and it also creates a really chaotic work environment. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that every Monday I share a mantra. And the mantra this week is, when I feel myself giving more energy than I receive, I will step back. And the stepping back is really allowing you to know, am I not respecting my boundaries? Or maybe I don't have a boundary here. And this is why I'm in this situation. Your time and energy is a precious resource. And what you do with both impacts your personal growth and your business growth. And creating and maintaining healthy boundaries is crucial to your success. Without boundaries, your days are going to happen to you. They're going to be prioritized by other people, by other things, and you're going to always end up feeling depleted, overwhelmed, exhausted, irritable. So number one, choose your partnerships carefully. Whether this is the clients that you're working with, the staff that you're hiring, so the team that you're building, or the collaborations that you're doing. You really want to be aware that all of these relationships are an equal energy exchange, that you are getting back as much as you're giving. And this is all based on your gut feeling. You know when you're putting yourself in a situation with people where your energy is being drained and you're not getting back what you need. And collaborations is a really important thing because especially when we're building our businesses, we can look to collaborations, and it's really important that these are an equal energy exchange and that you're not putting yourself in a situation where you are giving way too much than what you're getting back. So it's really important to be really clear on your expectations, communicate really well with your clients, your team, with the people that you're getting involved with, so that there's clear expectations and that there's an equal energy exchange, so that your energy is being reciprocated here. And you're going to hear that common theme. You know, clear communication is the basis of us creating and maintaining healthy boundaries. Number two, stop being on call 24/7. Establish office hours. I get it. The hunger is real. You really feel, especially in those beginning stages, that if you're not there for every email, if you're not so responsive, if you don't get every call, if you know, you're going to miss out on a really important opportunity. But all that's going to do is drain your energy, and it's going to mean that you can't really flourish in your business when you're on. So my tip is to really create time to disconnect each day. Have firm non-negotiables around when you do certain tasks, when your office hours are, so that people know when they can expect a return email and phone call. To really look at when you're doing things in your business, and as you establish those office hours, also establish when you do certain tasks. Number three, set time limits. Be proactive and intentional with the way that you are structuring your time. So many times we don't be clear about the amount of time that we realistically have or that we're willing to give to something or to someone, and we end up giving way too much of our time. It totally depletes our energy because we walk away feeling irritated and anxious and overwhelmed because we know we spent too much time there that we didn't have, and now we're behind. You know, we haven't got things done that day that we really needed to because we really wasted our time and our energy. And this is all because we weren't clear in communicating how much time we actually had. So the next time you're going into perhaps like a staff meeting or a networking opportunity or, you know, a meeting with somebody about perhaps a collaboration, be really clear about the amount of time that you have. You know, think about when you're structuring your time and setting these limits. You know, listen to your gut on this. How much time are you happy to expend here? You know, how much time do you feel comfortable giving? And when you're clear on that and you communicate that, you're going to walk away from all of those things, you know, all of those people and those tasks feeling energized because you've really been clear with yourself and with other people. Number four, have clear objectives each and every day. Going into each day with a plan helps you to stop wasting time and eliminates distractions. It also stops people from having to guess what you need done or what you want done. And it also allows you, by having that clear plan each day, it really lets you see the tasks that drain you and the tasks that invigorate you. And enables you to structure your day in a way that helps you to spend time on activities that recharge you. You know, there's always tasks that are going to drain us, but if we spend the entire day doing them, that's when we end up depleted, sort of wondering why we're doing what we're doing. Whereas when we're able to sort of really structure our day and, you know, put tasks in so that, you know, have set days for certain tasks, we're really able to manage our energy better throughout the day. Making healthy choices for ourselves as the business owner is the first step in building a healthy culture. You know, when we have healthy boundaries, our team also creates healthy boundaries. So this week, take a little bit of time to really lean into how you're feeling, how you feel around when you're doing certain things, how you feel around certain people. Lean into the mantra. When you feel yourself giving more energy than you receive, step back and really focus on making sure that your energy is reciprocated and it's restored, so that you don't end up burning out. Thanks so much for not only tuning into the Mindfulness Habit today, but listening all the way to the end. And while you're here, don't forget to hit subscribe. If you're on iTunes, leave me a review. And please share this with anyone else in your world that you think would love it too. And don't forget, business growth doesn't happen unless you're investing in your personal growth.